Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Safely Shackled. Now, being shackled is something special and something that shouldn't happen every day. Well, not for everyone anyway. But sometimes it can be really, really nice to be stuck somewhere. It can be really nice to be shackled in such a way that you can't escape. And because you can't escape, you'll have to surrender. You'll have to let go and let the experience happen. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. I am going to shackle you so that you can feel safe. I'm going to put shackles around your arms and wrists, making sure you are pinned down and keeping you safe that way. Knowing that you cannot move, that you cannot go anywhere, also means that you don't have to think, that you don't have to do anything, because you are incapable of doing. Do you think you can go along with that? We'll see. Now, of course, to shackle you, first, I must capture you. I must conquer your mind so that you submit. And this isn't easy, or maybe it is. But even though it may or may not be easy, it is something that will happen. My mind will take control over your mind and body. My voice will take over your purpose. Everything that happens from now on is by my design. And soon, with just a snap of my fingers, you will be shackled, bound, made immobile. And I'm sure that you will love it. I am sure that you will really, really enjoy the feeling of surrender. Because all that will be left of you is simply a body that has no other option but to surrender. No other choice but to let go. I'm going to count down in a moment, and I want you to listen very, very carefully. Each number is important. Each number will take more hold over your mind. And as each number takes more hold over you, you'll find yourself drop very easily. 10. Feel my voice echoing through your mind. 9. Making you drop so easily. 8. Even though you think you're awake, my voice is taking control. 7. Part of you already empty and obedient. 6. Your eyes so heavy and relaxing. 5. So deeply relaxing. 4. Take a deep breath and let the tension out. 3. You don't have to think at all anymore. 2. So completely ready to drop. But that's not it. You're still awake, or maybe you think you are. Part of your mind is awake, part of your mind is deeply asleep. Feel me shackling your ankles. Feel the pressure around your ankles as I tie them down, binding them with nice leather shackles, and tying those shackles down so that your ankles can no longer move. You drop deeper as I tie you down. You follow my words as I pull on your ankles, making sure that they cannot move without me wanting to. The ropes they are connected to are tight, strict, unwielding. You have no choice but to submit to their control, and therefore no choice but to submit to my control. Do you know what you must do? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop so deeply. Notice how I take your wrists, how I pull them down. And first your left wrist, then your right. Beautiful leather bounds, shackles. They feel warm around your wrists. They almost feel sharp and strong. You know that they're tight and they cannot allow you to move. They will not allow you to move. Those bounds around your wrists and ankles do not give in, no matter how much you move. With every breath, you feel them holding you tight. You feel them holding you down, pulling you deeper. My control over you is intensifying by the second. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Good. And as you obey me completely, in a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers again and you'll feel those shackles tight around your wrists and ankles. They don't stop the blood from flowing, but they keep you stuck. They keep you tied down. They keep you pinned, bound, unable to move, unable to escape. Shackles. Safely shackled, because I'm not going to harm you, I'm not going to hurt you, I'm just going to leave you there. You are here at my feet, you are here at my side, shackled. As long as you are there, I am watching over you. You have no control, no choice in the matter. And that feels good, doesn't it? You wouldn't admit it so readily to the world, but being here, being shackled, actually feels really, really nice. Because as long as you are shackled, you have no other purpose. As long as you are shackled, you have no other goal. You cannot move. You cannot shift. You cannot change, you cannot escape from this simple place, this beautiful position. The world is out there and unimportant. I am here with you, and I am your world. You are completely at my mercy. You are completely at my whim. I can easily touch your body, take your body, use your body. And maybe I will, but not now. Right now you are safely shackled. You have surrendered yourself to me, knowing that I can do anything I want to you. And knowing that I will keep you safe because I know what you need. and I know when you need it. You can feel the shackles around your wrists and ankles. You can feel how they tie you down, how they pull you deeper. What must you do? Yes, very good. Your mind is very deep, isn't it? You can feel how you've surrendered to the simple control of being bound. Knowing that there is no escape, you finally let go and surrendered. There is no choice anymore, is there? There is only letting go. Do you admit to having no choice? Very well. As you lie there, shackled, vulnerable, yet safe, you can feel me hovering close by. Right now I've promised to keep you safe, and I do, I keep my promises. I always keep my promises. If I promise to keep you safe, I will. And even though you are here at my mercy, I could touch you, but I won't. Because right now you are under my protection. You are completely vulnerable, bound, unable to escape, unable to move. And you love it, don't you? You love this simple feeling, this vulnerability. Deep inside, you even know that you need it sometimes. You need it in ways that the world would never dare to see. And maybe another time, I would bind you and use you. And part of you is craving just that. But not today. Today is safe. Today is protected. This is a reminder of my power over you, and a reminder of your surrender to my control. And as such, it is deeply enjoyable. It is deeply pleasant to be made empty and obedient for my pleasure and your relaxation. Do you know what you must do? And do you know who you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You just lay there shackled and relaxed. Part of your mind still whizzing about the surrender and the vulnerability. But all of that will disappear in a drop. And you know that whenever I mention the words empty and obedient, that you go back to this state of being, this total surrender, this complete submission. Because you know deep inside who your mind belongs to. Don't you, little one? Do you know who you belong to? Good. Because you are here at my mercy. You are here at my wish. And while you are safely shackled, protected by my promise and my care, part of you feels the thrill of what I could do to you. Right now you are safe and I will keep you safe. But this little spark of desire is also still inside. It is difficult to be bound and not to be willing, isn't it? But that's okay. I think you're enjoying this deep bondage very much, because now your mind is bound as well. Your mind is mine to take and to tie down. The words empty and obedient make your mind go blank and your body obey. Your subconscious follow, and your thoughts fade. It feels good to have no choice, doesn't it? It feels good to be guided so deep, so easily, that just for a moment you feel that you have no choice whatsoever, no control whatsoever. Just knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I have control and you surrender. Now in a moment this file is going to end, but you will stay bound for a while longer. If you truly want to be set free again, ask and ye shall receive. But I'm sure there lies pleasure in listening just a little bit longer to something else. I'm sure my voice will bind you that long. I'm sure that I will keep your attention for as long as you're there. Do you dare?